Hello, this is Ashish. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 7th, and coming up in today's episode. US Supreme Court rejects safety plea petition from the 2611 terror attack accused. Famously quoted, Yashu Yashu, pastor, booked under sexual harassment lawsuit. BJP MPs update address nameplates from Tughlaq Lane to Swami Vivekanand Marg. Donald Trump announces a temporary delay on tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. The United States Supreme Court has recently rejected an emergency application filed by Tahavul Rana, an accused in the 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, opposing his extradition to India. Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, had argued that he would face torture in India due to his religious and ethnic background. In his petition, Rana stated, quote, "There are substantial grounds for believing that if extradited to India, petitioner will be in danger of being subjected to torture. The likelihood of torture in this case is even higher, though, as petitioner faces acute risk as a Muslim of Pakistani origin, charged of the Mumbai terror attacks." Unquote. Rana has also cited severe health concerns in his plea, stating that extradition to India would be equivalent of a death sentence. His application referred to medical records from July 2024, listing multiple life-threatening conditions, including heart diseases, Parkinson's with cognitive decline, a mass suggestive of bladder cancer, stage 3 chronic kidney disease, chronic asthma, and a history of multiple COVID-19 infections. Rana emphasized, quote, "If a stay is not entered, there will be no review at all, and the U.S. courts will lose jurisdiction and the petitioner will soon be dead," unquote. Despite these arguments, the U.S. Supreme Court denied his application, clearing the path for his extradition to India. The court's decision follows a recent meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Washington. During the meeting, Trump announced Rana's extradition, calling him, quote, "very evil," and stating that he would, quote, "face justice in India for his alleged role in the 2611 attacks." Rana, 64, has been accused of assisting Pakistani-American terrorist David Coleman Headley, one of the key conspirators behind the Mumbai terror attacks. On November 26, 2008, a group of armed terrorists carried out the coordinated attacks on 8 locations in south of Mumbai, targeting landmarks such as the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, and the Nariman House Jewish Community Center. The attacks lasted for 3 days, ending on November 29th and resulting in the deaths of 166 people, including foreign nationals. Rana, a former Chicago-based businessman, was arrested in the U.S. back in 2009. He was convicted of supporting Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based terror cell responsible for the attacks, but was acquitted of direct involvement in the terrorist attacks in Mumbai. However, Indian authorities have long sought his extradition, citing evidences of his alleged role in facilitating Headley's reconnaissance missions before the attack. With the Supreme Court's rejection of his pleas, Rana is now set on the extradition to India, where he is expected to face trial under the Indian anti-terror law. A case has been registered against the pastor Baljinder Singh of Glory and Wisdom Church following allegations of sexual harassment, mental torture, and intimidation. A woman has accused the Jalandhar-based pastor, who prefers to name himself as, quote, "Prophet Baljinder," and threatening her and her family to prevent them from taking actions against him. The woman told reporters that she joined Singh's church in 2017, but left it in 2023. She alleged that in 2022, Singh would make her sit alone in the cabin at the church on Sundays and, quote, "hugged and touched her inappropriately." She claimed that the harassment escalated into intimidation. She told reporters in Mohali, quote, "they used to send cards after me when I was in college, which would follow me all the way home. They asked me if I never wanted my father to return home and if I wanted my mother to not leave the church alive. I was depressed and couldn't share the ordeal with anyone," unquote. The woman also accused Singh of being involved in illegal activities such as opium trade and quote-unquote selling girls at GB Road, a known red light district in New Delhi. She alleged, quote, they commit wrong acts with women and whoever speaks up is killed or intimidated, unquote. Additionally, she claimed to have video evidence of church's head, Pradhan Avtar, allegedly asking her to settle the matter internally. Her husband stated that they have handed over the evidence, including video messages and CCTV footage of Avtar visiting to their residence to the police. Pastor Baljinder Singh has denied all these allegations, stating, quote, I have not run away anywhere. I have two children at home. I'm a father of small children. I can never do such a wrong thing, unquote. He also indicated his intention to take action against those accusing him. Meanwhile, a video surfaced of Singh addressing a gathering where he urged his supporters to retaliate against the woman accusing him. In the video, he's heard saying, quote, I have their names and numbers and I will tell you whose house we have to go to flags with. Jalandhar District ACP Babandeep Singh confirmed that the woman recorded her statement in the presence of her family. Police have filed a case against the pastor under sections 354A, sexual harassment, 354D, stalking, and 506, criminal intimidation of the Indian Penal Code. The National Commission of Women has called for Singh's arrest and for protection of the victim. Pastor Singh has strong social media presence, with his content frequently appearing in YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels. Over time, he has received endorsements from celebrities, including actors Chunky Pandey and Aditya Pancholi. BJP MPs Dinesh Sharma and Union Minister Krishan Pal Gurjar have updated the nameplate at their official residences on Tughlaq Lane in Delhi, now prominently displaying, quote, Swami Vivekanand Marg, with Tughlaq Lane mentioned in brackets underneath. The change comes just days after the BJP leaders proposed renaming several areas in the national capital. Dinesh Sharma, BJP's Rajya Sabha MP and former Deputy Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, shared images of his new residence following a housewarming ceremony on Thursday. Posting on X, he wrote, Today, along with my family, I have performed the housewarming ceremony of my new residence at Swami Vivekanand Marg in New Delhi. When asked about the name change, Sharma explained that Swami Vivekanand appears as the road name on Google Maps. Speaking to news agency PTI, he said, quote, If you look properly, Tughlaq Lane is also written on my nameplate. No MP can change the names of the roads. There is a proper authority for it, unquote. Officially, road renaming falls under the jurisdiction of the New Delhi Municipal Council, or NDMC, a 13-member panel responsible for approving such changes. According to regulations, proposals for renaming roads must be evaluated based on historical significance or public sentiment and the need to have and honour a particular personality. The move by the two BJP leaders comes amid a broader push by some party members to rename various locations in the capital. Since returning to power in Delhi last month, BJP leaders have suggested renaming Nazafgarh to Nehargarh, Mohammadpur village to Madhavpuram, and Mustafabad to Shivpuri. The proposals align with previous renaming initiatives undertaken in Delhi over the past decade. In 2015, Aurangzeb Road was renamed after former President APJ Abdul Kalam, a decision that received mixed reactions but was ultimately approved by the NDMC. A year later, another significant change took place when Racecourse Road, which houses the Prime Minister's official residence, was renamed Lok Kalyan Marg. The renaming of public spaces has also been a recurring topic of debate in India, often reflecting political and cultural shifts. While supporters argue that such changes honour historical and cultural figures, critics say that may overlook historical context of these locations. For now, the nameplates of residences of Dinesh Sharma and Krishan Pal Gurjar highlight Swami Vivekanand Marg, but Tughlaq Lane remains listed in brackets. Any official renaming of the roads will require formal approval of the NDMC, which has not been announced, nor any decisions on this matter have been taken. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a temporary delay on some tariffs targeting Canadian and Mexican imports. Following market concerns and industry backlash, the move comes after Trump's tariff of up to 25% took effect earlier this week, triggering a sharp drop in stock markets and warnings from economists about the potential impact on U.S. growth and inflation. On Thursday, Trump signed orders to delay the new tariffs for goods covered by the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement until 2nd of April. This decision follows after a discussion and decisive month-long delay for the U.S. automakers Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors, who expressed concerns about the supply chain disruptions and got a month relief before experiencing the new high rates of tariff. A White House official stated that around 62% of Canadian imports will still be affected, mostly energy products facing a lower tariff rate of 10%. Shortly after Trump's announcement, Canadian Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc said that Ottawa would pause its planned retaliatory tariffs on $125 billion worth of U.S. goods until April 2, as both nations work towards resolving the dispute. However, Trump warned that more tariffs could come after that deadline, stating that they will be, quote, reciprocal in nature. Despite this temporary relief, U.S. stock markets continued to slump on Thursday. Meanwhile, broad tariffs on steel and aluminium imports are still set to take effect next week. As tensions between Washington and Ottawa continue, Trump and Canadian ex-Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a nearly 50-minute phone call on Wednesday. According to the sources cited by Reuters, the discussions focused on fentanyl smuggling and trade issues. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and Vice President J.D. Vance were also reportedly on the call. CTV News later quoted a source saying that the conversation between the two leaders became, quote, heated at times, unquote. While details on the exchange remain unclear, reports indicate that Canadian elections and border policies were also part of the discussion. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Ashish, signing off.